Like many an autodidact, Da Vinci was long on inquisitiveness, but short on intellectual self-discipline. He had astonishing powers of observation, an extraordinary talent for making connections between different areas of knowledge, a readiness to challenge contemporary beliefs, and an uncanny ability to anticipate future discoveries. But his life yielded an endless succession of untested contraptions, unpublished studies, and unfinished artworks. Anniversaries are normally opportunities for reappraising the legacy of the great man or woman concerned. Da Vinci's highlights the fact that, outside the field of painting, his legacy, as distinct from his genius, was modest. He had brilliant intuitions in fields as diverse as anatomy and hydraulics, but because he failed to publish his theories and findings, hundreds of years were to pass before they were discovered by someone else. Even his artistic oeuvre, though sublime, is minute. Fewer than 20 finished works are generally attributed to Da Vinci. He failed to complete some of his most important commissions, such as the Adoration of the Magi. His ill-fated experimentation with materials ruined others, including the Last Supper. Hence the paucity of exhibitions devoted to his art in what should be his year of years. Florence is commemorating him with a show devoted to his master, Verrocchio. Born out of wedlock in 1452, the son of a notary and a peasant woman, Da Vinci had a lonely childhood and, probably left-handed and almost certainly gay, grew up something of a misfit. He spent much of his life outside his native Tuscany, in Milan, Rome, and finally France, as the guest of King Francis I. He died at Amboise in 1519. Such is the status he has acquired as the definitive universal genius that the few questions raised in his quincentenary year are being put almost surreptitiously, as in a show at the Scuderia del Quirinale in Rome that largely comprises models based on Da Vinci's designs. It opens with a display of treatises and often exquisite drawings by other Tuscan artist-engineers, including Francesco di Giorgio Martini, that show Da Vinci was far from unique in combining technology with painting, and that some of his peers managed to get a lot more built or printed than he did.